我们这一节是祷告会。
So this session is our prayer session.
所以我们先来一起分享一段圣经之后，我们再把时间一起用来祷告。
So after we share about our Bible passage, we will kneel down and pray together.
259首的诗歌说是这个是甜美的祷告时光。
So hymn 259 is about the sweet hour of prayer.
那就是让我们能够在灵里面用心来跟我们的主对话。
And in the spirit we can communicate with God.
在我们要能够思想神的作为，一定是在祷告里面，在读圣经当中，在听道理的时候，我们能够感受到神在对我们说。
So it is during prayer and in listening to God's words and also reading the Bible that we can really meditate on God's works.
因为我们现在所拜的神他是看不见的。
Because the God we worship, he is invisible.
但是他其实就在我们当中。
But he is among us.
他还要住在我们的心里。
And he wants to live in our hearts.
他的作为我们要用心感受才会了解。
We have to use our hearts to try and feel and understand his works.
有时候我们觉得他好像离我们很远。
Sometimes we feel that he is very far from us.
但是其实是我们的误解。
But it's actually because we don't understand.
是我们误会了神。
Oh, we have misunderstood God.
其实神就在我们的身边。
But actually God is right by our side.
那可是我们的心却没有跟他联系。
But our hearts are not connected to him.
所以他在我们身边，我们不会感觉。
So even though he is right next to us, we don't feel it.
所以我们为什么要常常祷告？
So why do we have to pray often?
我们安息日下午，大家好不容易聚在一起。
On the Sabbath day, it is good for us to be here together.
我们有时候弟兄姐妹之间可能好几个星期都没有见到面。
Sometimes we don't see our brothers and sisters for weeks.
有时候在忙碌的时候。
When it is busy.
我们也许某一个星期，即使我们来到教会，我们没有机会跟我们的朋友我们所熟悉的人分享讲话。
Sometimes we don't even have time to talk to our brothers and sisters.
所以我们都很珍惜我们跟同龄相处的时间。
So we cherish the time that we can spend together.
所以通常我们会看到在用餐时间。这就是我们大家可以互相谈话的时候。
I mean, it's during our meal times that we can chat with one another.
那有时候我们有很多话要讲时间太少。
Sometimes we have a lot to say, but very little time.
所以有时候就会觉得说我跟我的朋友讲话的这个机会比较重要，就会忽略了到会堂去聚会、祷告听道理的时间。
So sometimes we consider the time spending talking with friends more important, and we neglect coming to service and listening.
但其实我们如果看第259首这一首诗歌
But if we look at hymn 259,
其实在祷告里面，我们才有可能跳离出世界上的这些事情。
It's only during prayer that we can transcend the things of this world.
因为我们总是忧虑生活上的种种的大小事。
Because we worry about the matters great and small in our life.
那有很多事情我们没办法控制。
And there are many things that we cannot control.
我们如果身体疾病。
If we are sick.
我们没有办法用我们的意志力让它好起来。
We cannot use our own way to heal ourselves.
就算我们不要。我们不愿意生病也没办法。
Even if we don't want to become sick, we cannot help it.
但是我们的主可以。
But our Lord can.
所以这个今天我们要能够从这个世界上的事情离开，我们要得到神的力量。
So we have to be able to escape from this world and receive strength from God.
我们来到神的宝座面前，施恩宝座前。
We come before the mercy seat of God.
然后我们跟他述说。
And we speak to him.
同时我们思想神奇妙的作为。
At the same time, we meditate on God's wonderful works.
在这个过程当中，我们明白神的作为，我们得到力量。
And when we understand God's works, we can receive strength.
那有很多事情我们就可以释怀，我们内心就不会觉得愁苦。
And we can receive peace.
那我们的忧虑就可以卸下。
And we can put all our worries down.
圣经里面应许我们我们可以把一些忧虑卸给神。
The Bible promises us that we can give all of our worries to God.
我们看 彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
这里说要把一切的忧虑把它卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
Here it tells us to cast all of our care upon him because he cares for us.
神顾念我们，我们知道吗？
Do we know that God cares for us?
还是我们觉得神不爱我，不管我了？
Or do we think that God does not love us anymore, care about us?
其实，神一直都在。
Actually, God is always here.
神在我们的教会。
God is in our church.
神在我们的家庭。
God is in our family.
神在我们的内心。
God is in our hearts.
神，他同时也坐在他天上荣耀的宝座。
And at the same time, he is sitting on his heavenly throne.
他用他的锐利的眼睛在看着我们每一个人的道路。
With his eyes, he is watching all of our paths.
他现在要我们有一颗心。他现在要我们一颗心呢。
And now he wants our.
让我们愿意有一颗心，愿意来亲近他，然后来思想他的作为。
He wants us to have a heart that is willing to draw close to him and meditate on his words.
所以接下来这个祷告时间是很重要的。
So this prayer session is very important.
我们可以来思想神奇妙的作为。
I mean, it is a time for us to meditate on God's wonderful works.
我们现在来看约伯记。
So now let us turn to the book of Job.
在我们祷告以前呢，用一段的信息跟大家来分享。
So before we pray, we'll talk about a message.
37章的第14节。
Chapter 37, verse 14.
37章14节。
Chapter 37, verse 14.
请读。
Listen to this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God.
那这里以利户啊，他跟约伯说：“你要留心听，
so、
要安静，你站着好好的想。”
So here, Elihu tells Job that you have to stand still and consider.
也就是说，你现在心里不要在这么样的愁苦，一直闷闷不平了。
You shouldn't, in this time of distress, let your heart have no peace.
那在平静当中哦，就想神的作为。
But you have to stand still and consider God's works.
真的，今天我们要得到力量，一定要在平静当中。
Really, today for us to receive strength, we have to be still.
其实要听到神的声音，内心也要平静才听得到。
For us to hear God speaking to us, we have to have a quiet heart.
以赛亚书30章有一句话，我们常常在读的。
In Isaiah chapter 30, there is a verse that we often read.
30章的第15节。
Chapter 30, verse 15.
以赛亚书30章的15节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
请读。
Verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest you shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not.
这里，这是以色列的圣者曾这样说过，就是说他跟他的百姓曾经宣告，其实很多次的。
So here it says, the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel says, so he has told them many times before.
得救是在乎归回有安息的。
In returning and rest, you shall be saved.
你得力是在乎平静安稳。
In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
也就是当我们在平静当中，我们才能够真的去想到神的作为，也才在这当中听到神的声音。
So only in quietness can we consider God's works and hear His voice.
我们得到力量有很多的管道的，我们可以从很多管道得力量。
So we can receive strength from many.
你看约伯哈，那当神从旋风当中出声跟他讲话以后。
So after God spoke to Job.
结果问了很多问题，约伯都不知道。
God asked him many questions, and Job did not know how to answer.
然后他最后他很懊悔他过去所讲的话。
And at the end, he regretted all the words he spoke.
所以他后来就真的在尘土跟炉灰当中懊悔。
So he repented in dust and ashes.
他身体生病的时候，他坐在炉灰当中，用瓦片刮身体。
When he was sick, he would use shards to scratch himself.
但是他的内心是非常不平静的。
But his heart was very unpeaceful.
虽然他在遇到这些患难的时候，他不敢用嘴巴去得罪神。
But while he was encountering all these tribulations, he dared not to speak against God.
所以圣经说他约伯没有用口犯罪。
So the Bible says that Job did not sin against God in the words he spoke.
可是等到约伯开口讲话以后，
But after he began to speak,
其实就说明他内心当时候真的是非常不平静的。
We really see that in his heart there was no peace.
因为他没办法了解为什么他会遭遇这一切的。
Because he was not able to understand why he would encounter such a thing.
他内心对神许多的质疑，很多的疑问。
He had many questions for God.
那他不明白神为什么要这样做。
He did not understand why God would do this.
那朋友一直控告他，无端的指控他很多的罪名，他是没有的。
And his friends continued to rebuke him about sins that he did not commit.
所以他就觉得他已经活不下去了。
So he felt he could not live anymore.
他一直想要说，我在还没有死以前哦，我一定要跟神问清楚到底怎么一回事。
He said, "Before I die, I want to ask God what is going on."
哦，他甚至已经觉得说我死都没关系，但是总是要知道理由吧。
So he even came to the point where he said it's okay if I die, but he wanted to know why.
但是其实最后神跟他讲话的时候。
But when God spoke to him,
其实神也没有回答他的任何问题啊。
God actually did not answer his questions.
那其实约伯他也没有再问了。
But Job did not ask anymore.
其实后来约伯他就真的好像得到力量，他变刚强起来了。
But Job did receive strength.
因为当神问他这些问题，他都不知道，他恍然大悟，原来神有很多事情他不了解。
Because when God asked him so many questions and he couldn't answer, he came to understand that there are many things that God does that he does not know.
就算神跟他说，他也说不定不知道。
Even if God tells him, maybe he cannot understand.
他问了等于白问，他没有问还比较好。
It's better if he does not ask at all.
所以其实最后约伯哈，他从神的声音里面他得到力量了。
So from God's voice he received strength.
但是他其实。那个问题虽然没有得到解答，但是已经没有问题了。
Even though he did not receive answers for his questions, he did not have any more questions.
那些问题已经不再重要。
Those questions are not important.
因为他已经真的认识他所敬拜这位神是谁。
Because he could truly understand who this God he worshipped.
虽然他只有听到声音，可是他已经觉得好像已经亲眼见到神。
Even though he only heard God's voice, it was like his eyes had seen God.
他已经没有任何疑问。
And he had no more questions.
他愿意完全顺服神的旨意。
He's willing to completely submit himself to God's will.
神说什么他就做什么了。
Whatever God does, he will do.
那神要在他身上完成的旨意，他愿意接受。
Whatever God's will in his life is, he's willing to accept it.
所以最后约伯是完全顺服神的。
So in the end, Job completely submitted.
没有任何意见。
He had no more opinions.
只是完全的服服在神面前。
He just felt down on his face before God.
那后来神就让他从苦境转回。
And God turned him back from his misery.
所以得力在乎要平静安稳，在平静当中，其实他真的得到力量。
So it's only in quietness that we can receive strength.
那这个平静才有办法听到神的声音，你才能够了解神到底是什么意思。
So only in quietness can we hear God's voice and understand what God is doing.
你看，我们以前读过以利亚先知的故事。
Before we have read the story of Elijah,
我们之前也读过列王记里面的这些经卷。
We have read the Kings.
那我们在读列王记上第十九章的时候
，When we read First Kings chapter 19,
列王记上第十九章
，First Kings chapter 19,
这是另外一次神他对他的仆人以利亚先知讲话。
This is when God spoke to his prophet.
以利亚他觉得很无力，他跑到。你看他做完了工作，他跑到这个何烈山的洞里面去躲起来了。
After Elijah completed his work, he went to hide in the cave.
因为这个王后想要杀他。
Because the queen wanted to kill him.
他躲在洞里面他说他为神大发热心。
So he hid in a cave and he said he was very zealous for God.
其实那时候的以利亚真的很软弱。
But actually, at that time, Elijah was very weak.
他内心也很不平。
And his heart had no peace.
他认为说我做了这么工作，但是我跟我的列祖 比起来，我实在太差劲了。
He said, "I've done so many works for God, but I'm no better than my father."
他觉得所有人都离开神了，只有他还能够守住对神的这个信心。
He said, "Everyone has forsaken God, and he alone is left."
其实并没有，他自己这个时候自己觉得，全世界都已经离开了，就剩下他一个。
It's actually not like this, but he thought that he alone was left.
所以第十九章的第十节。
So chapter 19 verse 10.
他就说剩下我一个而已。
He said, "I alone am left."
他们现在还要追杀我的命。
And they seek to take my life.
好，第十一节。
Verse 11.
神要他出来站在山上。
God wanted him to go stand on the mountain.
要他站在神面前。
To stand before the Lord.
然后那时候神就从那里经过。
And at that time, God passed him by.
从第十一节，我们现在一直读到第十三节。
So let's read verse 11 through 13.
请读。
Verse 11, then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Verse 12, and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire a still small voice. 13, so it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah?
好，你看这里，神事先跟以利亚说，你出来站着。
So here, first God told him to go out and stand.
当神从那里经过的时候，先有狂风大作，崩山碎石。
So when the Lord passed by, there was a great and strong wind.
这是神的作为。
And this is God's work.
啊，这来说明神他的威严的显现。
So
这是神很威严 majesty 的这个，他这是他的作为。一般圣经说神以风为使者，这个风在神的面前先走过。
So first the strong wind went by, and this was God's majestic work.
啊，那可是神不在其中啊。
But God was not in the wind.
风之后有地震。
After the wind was an earthquake.
哇，这个地震是那个地方而已啊。
This earthquake was only
in this place. 就是神经过的那个现场，地震。
It was only in the place where God passed by. There was an earthquake.
那个地震的时候，你在山洞，那里很危险的。
And when you are in a cave during an earthquake, it's very dangerous.
啊，但是神不在其中。
But God was not in this earthquake.
地震之后有火。
After the earthquake, a fire.
这个火是看起来应该是从神面前出来的火。
And this is probably fire that came out from the Lord.
啊，突然出现的火，不是火灾啊。
It came suddenly. It was not just.
那这个地震有火，这个其实是很可怕的一个景象。
So this is actually a very frightening scene.
但是神也不在火中。
But God was not in the fire.
倒是火之后有微小的声音。
But after the fire, a still small voice.
那这个微小的声音，你看，以利亚他听见了。
So Elijah heard this voice.
那他就用外衣蒙上脸出来，站在洞口。
And he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave.
然后有声音就跟他说。
And a voice came to him and said,
所以这个微小的声音最后问以利亚说，你在这里做什么？
So this voice asked Elijah, what are you doing here, Elijah?
这是神说话，最后出声音说话了。
So God spoke to him.
那这个时候以利亚他就跟神对话。
And at this time, Elijah spoke back to God.
那他讲的话跟他之前一样。
And what he said is the same as before.
可是神接下来第十五节跟他说，你要做什么，付给他任务。
But in verse 15, God told him what he must do.
以利亚就照着神的吩咐去做了。
So Elijah did according to what God commanded.
你看他这里特别提到说这个微小的声音。
So here it talks about the still small voice.
以利亚他听见了。
Elijah heard it.
他现在发现说，其实神的作为啊，这些都是神的工作，这些是神一个现象而已。
So Elijah came to understand that these were God's works. This is how God manifested.
在这个好像很轰轰烈烈当中，他说神不在其中。
But in all these great things, God was not in them.
我们今天要能够听到神的声音。
In order for us to hear God's voice,
我们要让我们的心在神面前安静。
We have to let our hearts be still before God.
啊，所以以利户他就特别跟约伯说，你要站立思想神的作为。
So Elihu told Job that he has to stand still and consider God's works.
我们今天如果能够在祷告里面下功夫，让我们的心安静下来。
If today during prayer we are able to be still before God,
我们就会明白神他是公义的，他是慈爱的。
We can understand that God is both righteous and loving.
神会用各种方法来帮助我们让我们成长。
God will use a lot of different methods to help us to grow.
我们其实都在这个寻找的过程里。
We're actually all in a process.
你看，我们每一个人都是从小经过各种训练，我们才长大到今天这个地步的。
We grew up from when we were little, and we encountered many things, and now we are where we are today.
我们经过各种不同的训练。
We've encountered many different kinds of training.
那我们也经过各种不同的生活的状况。
And also many different life circumstances.
所以我们每一个人从小到大，你看从学生时代一直到长大，我们生活当中经过多少挑战。
So as we grew up from when we were a student until now, we encountered many different.
我们都碰到好像很困难，我们好像都走不下去。
We've encountered situations where we thought it was so difficult we could not go on.
最后，其实神都帮我们打开一条路，我们都走到现在了。
But God always opened a way for us so that we are where we are today.
那我们经历之后，我们就得到一个经验了。
And after we have experienced it, we have.
我们有这个经验，就是我们更能了解说，其实神带我们走过。
And we understand that God is the one who helped us to walk this.
神他会救拔，他会救赎人的。神是会愿意拯救人的神。
God is a God who is willing to save people.
神他要在我们困苦当中赐给我们一首歌来向他赞美。
And in our difficulties, He gives us a song for us to praise Him.
我们现在来看第36章。
So let's look at chapter 36.
第36章，我们看第15节。
Let's look at verse 15.
第36章的第15节，请读。
Chapter 36, verse 15. He delivers the poor in their affliction and opens their ears in oppression.
16节。
Verse 16. Indeed, he would have brought you out of dire distress into a broad place where there is no restraint, and what is set on your table would be full of richness.
这里特别提到说，神是会借个困苦困难哦，来救拔那困苦的人。
So God delivers the poor in their affliction.
今天我们很多时候都是在艰巨的环境当中成长。
It is in difficult situations that we grow.
在安逸的生活当中，我们不觉得需要神。
When things are too good, we might not feel a need for God.
什么都很顺利的时候，我们也听不到神的声音。
And when everything is smooth, we might not be able to hear God's voice.
所以为什么说有时候 患难困难就是神要训练我们成长的一个手段。
So why do we say that adversity is a way that God helps us to grow?
如果没有困难，我们人很容易就沉溺在这个肉体的享受里面，最后是败亡的。
If things are too smooth and we are enjoying ourselves too much, we can be destroyed.
第15节特别说，趁他们受欺压的时候，开通他们的耳朵。
So verse 15 says he opens their ears in oppression.
今天我们会觉得我们能力不足，我们就会呼求。
When we feel that we are weak, we cry out.
因为人都是在这样，在没有路的时候就会痛极呼娘，穷极呼天，就是开始求帮助了。
Because it is when we feel there is no more way for us that we start to cry out.
那也是我们愿意 去寻求神的时候，神他就让我们经验。
And when we seek God, is when God allows us to experience.
我们一呼求，神就会引导我们。
When we cry out, God will lead us.
所以第16节他说，他会引导你出离患难，然后领你到这个宽阔之地。
So verse 16 says, He would have brought you out of dire distress into a broad place where there is no restraint.
然后之后，在我们的面前摆上这个筵席，摆上这所有的肥甘。
He will set on our table riches.
这个就是 full of fatness， 就是你看，这是很丰盛的筵席的。
It's a very abundant feast.
也就是说，神他是我们的恩典是丰丰富富的。
So God's grace is abundant.
神其实他看着约伯受苦。
So God saw all of Job's sufferings.
他忍耐。
And he endured.
因为约伯是神所爱的人。
Because Job is a person that God loved.
他在受苦，其实神是在忍耐的。
When he was suffering, God was actually enduring.
因为神，他要在他适当的时候才显明他的作为，才让约伯能够成长。
Because at the right time, God wanted to show Job, and it would let Job to grow.
因为神他有更高的旨意，所以他知道要这个人要怎么样才会变完全。
Because God had a higher will, and He knew how to make this person more perfect.
就像我们今天做父母亲的，我们在训练儿女，有时候我们的智慧其实也不足。
Just like those who are parents, many times we are actually lacking.
我们有时候没有办法不忍心让儿女受苦的。
We may not be willing to let our children suffer.
所以儿女就失去了这个被训练造就的机会。
So our children lose out on an opportunity to be trained.
就好像今天如果孩子生病了。
For example, if our child is sick.
发烧感冒就好了。
感冒发烧了。They have a fever or a cold.
你看，如果一发烧，父母亲做什么
？When they have a fever, what does the parent do?
你一定忍不心忍不下这个心，说让他发烧，我说祷告。
They would not be willing to let them continue to suffer.
你就想说，那万一烧掉、烧坏脑筋怎么办？
They worry what will happen to their brain.
所以赶快吃药给他退烧。
So they will quickly give them medicine so the fever goes down.
现在因为就是有很多很方便的医疗跟很方便的资源我们可以用，所以其实相对的我们就少了很多去经验神恩典奇妙作为的时候了。
Because it's very convenient that we have so many medicines today, but we miss out on an opportunity to see God and experience Him.
其实我们如果能够去想说，神借着这个机会说不定是要训练我们的信心。
If we think of this as an opportunity that God is using to train our faith.
如果我吃药退烧，这是一个方法。
Is one method if I take medicine and my fever goes down.
其实还有很多方法可以用的。
There are actually many other ways you can use.
只是这个方法可能最快。
This is probably the fastest.
所以我们都取那个最快的。
So we always choose the quickest method.
那但是要退烧，神有很多方法。
But God has many ways to make our fever go down.
所以其实祷告也是一个方法。
Praying is one way.
因为等候神他的医治。
You are waiting for God's healing.
那孩子可以生出他们的这个抵抗力。孩子可以有他们的 immune system、oh. 可以产生抵抗力的啦。
And the child's immune system can improve.
所以其实我们做父母亲的有时候我们就是不忍心，也放不下那个看不到那个神训练他们的用意的。
So those who are parents may not be able to see God's way of training them.
所以通常我们就没有办法说那就让他受苦。
So we are unwilling to let our children suffer.
但是神他就可以、哦、
But God can.
他就明明看着约伯这样苦，
He could see Job in his suffering and endure.
但是在这当中，其实神在拖住约伯。
But at this time, it is actually God who is up.
神是保护他的。
He is protecting him.
但是神，你看这个时候，他忍心看约伯这样子哀哀叫。
And he endured watching Job crying out.
因为他要训练他。
Because he wanted to train him.
这个就是神的手段，他要用这个熬炼的方式，把他的。约伯这些不纯的地方把它除去的。
So this was the refining process that God used.
所以神他其实当我们人在受苦的时候，他也跟着受苦。
So when men are suffering, he is suffering with us.
但是我们常常会以为说神不管哦。
But we often think that God doesn't care about me.
但是我们有时候我们想想看，那个在路加福音常常我们在讲的这个浪子的比喻啊。
But if we think about, for example, in the parable of the prodigal son in Luke.
路加福音第十五章哈
，Luke chapter 15，
记载这个浪子
，talks about the prodigal son。
这个浪子他在家里的时候，他很舒服啊。
When this prodigal son was at home, he lived a very comfortable life.
一直到他出去外面
，until he went out.
他在那里又饥又渴。
And he was very hungry.
在这个时候，他才想起了他的父亲家里面那么丰富。
And he thought about how good it was in his father's house.
他说他要回去。
And he said, "I want to return."
哪里知道他回到家的时候，其实他的父亲早就在那边等他，日夜在期盼他回来。
But when he returned, actually his father had been waiting there for a very long time.
这个浪子就是要等到这个已经山穷水尽，已经都没有路可以走了，他才想到说，那我要回家。
It was only when he had no more choice, no more way to go, that he decided to go home.
哦，那也在这个时候，他才成熟，他原发现说，哦，原来。他的父亲是对他这么好。
And it was at this time that he realized how good his father was to him.
在苦难当中，他得到教育了。
In suffering, he received this lesson.
And 然后他回到家，他的父亲一样在欢迎他。
And when he returned home, his father welcomed him.
所以这个就是今天神借着困苦要来训练我们。
So God also uses suffering to train us.
要在这个当我们觉得已经无路可走的时候，他开动我们的耳朵，可以听到他的声音。
When we feel that there's no more way, is when God opens our ears to hear.
接下去，他引导我们出离患难，进到宽阔不狭窄之处。
He leads us out of affliction and into a broad place.
在我们的桌上摆上筵席。
And before us, he sets a feast.
啊，所以这个浪子哈，他最后回到父的家里面呢，这个父亲给他摆上真的是肥甘呢。
So when this prodigal son returned home, the father really set before him a feast of.
你看他把那个最好的拿出来摆上。
He killed the best and set it before him.
啊。然后大家一起吃的快乐。
Everyone ate and was merry.
神真的是充满恩典的。
So God is full of grace.
我们从圣经里面，从我们的弟兄姐妹的分享里面，我们可以非常有把握，我们的神 是慈爱又怜悯。
From the Bible and also from the sharing of brothers and sisters, we know that how merciful our God truly is.
在这有时候我们今天遇到的任何大小事情，其实都有神的意识在。
Whatever matters we face, there's God's will in it.
那以利户的智慧其实也就呈现在这里。
So Elihu's wisdom is here.
他跟跟一伯另外三个朋友不一样。
He was different from the other three friends of.
一伯的三个朋友，他们就黑白分明的，你这样子就是犯罪。
So Job's other three friends split it up in a very black and white way. He said,
你现在受苦就是你犯罪的结果。
You are suffering because you sinned.
所以你要悔改。
So you have to repent.
但其实不是这样子。
But actually, it was not like this.
这当中有神的旨意是他们不明白的。
In it, there was God's will that they did not understand.
那神也是一个，神是一个老师，是一个充满智慧的老师。
So God is a teacher that is full of wisdom.
那这个老师就是要让要训练这些学生哦，能够走在义路上，远离罪恶。
And this teacher wants to teach his students to depart from evil and to walk in the right
path. 远离罪恶，甚至连他的内心都不可以对神有任何疑问的。
And to depart from evil, they should not have any doubts towards God.
所以苦难是神训练我们的方法。
So suffering is a way that God teaches us.
那这个也就是以利户，他在这个约伯记里面所呈现的他对苦难的观点。
So this is something that Elihu showed that he understood.
那以赛亚书三十章，神也这样讲。
And in Isaiah chapter 30, God also says.
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
请读二十节。
Verse 20, and though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers.
二十一。
Verse 21, your ear shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it."Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.
主用艰难当饼，用困苦当水，来给我们吃喝。
The Lord gives us the bread of adversity and the water of affliction.
那这个时候他说，那老师啊，这个教师不会隐藏，你会看见。
But these teachers won't be hidden anymore, you will see them.
那你也会听见他的声音。
And you will also hear them.
或向左，或向右，你都会听到说，这是正路，要行在其间。
You hear them saying, "This is the way, walk in it."
也就是说，这是神的路。
So this is God's way.
今天，你看，只要我们愿意接受神的引导，神引导我们的路，一定是走在义路上。
If we're willing to accept God leading us, He will lead us in the right way.
他不但是一个非常有智慧的老师，他也是非常良善的牧者。
He's not only a very wise teacher, but also a very merciful shepherd.
你看他提供这个饼跟水让我们活。
He gives us bread and water for us to live.
他提供这个声音来告诉我们说这条是正路。
He gives us this voice to tell us that this is the right way.
其实最后他是走在前面的。
And actually, he's the one walking.
他是我们的牧者。
He is our shepherd.
诗篇二十三篇这样说。
Psalm 23 says.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23.
这是我们都很熟的。
We're very familiar with this.
大卫说：“主神是我的牧者。”这个诗篇。
This is the psalm where David says, "The Lord is my shepherd."
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边。
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters.
你看第三节说，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Verse 3, he restores my soul. For he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
是他在引导我走义路的。
He's the one leading me.
这条路主耶稣基督走过的。
This is the path that Lord Jesus has walked before.
第四节，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Verse 4, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
所以你看，今天约伯他走过了他这个苦难的过程。
So Job, as he walked this path of suffering,
其实神一直跟他同在。
God was always with him.
神的杖、神的竿都在安慰他的。
And God's rod and God's staff comforted him.
他的朋友讲话来刺激他。
When his friends spoke words to.
其实这当中也是因为这些朋友在讲话，他的真正的心意才浮现出来。
It was only that they were speaking all these words that his heart, he spoke his heart.
只是这三个朋友，他们在议论神的作为的时候，他们误解了神的旨意。
They were making judgments and misunderstanding God's will.
让约伯反而苦。
And it made Job's situation worse.
但是其实从约伯他成长的过程里面，他这个三个朋友角色很重要。
But actually, in Job's process of growth, these three friends were very important.
哦，所以第二十三篇的第五节，在我的敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil.
你看神真的在让我们离开，救我们离开患难，然后在我们的筵席上摆上肥甘。
So after he leads us out of the suffering, he sets a feast before us.
那我们的这个杯哦，福杯满溢啊，满出来的。
And he makes his cup full and running over.
然后一生一世，他要用恩惠慈爱来随着我们。
And he will use his goodness and mercy to follow us all.
最后我们可以住在神的殿中啊，直到永远。
And we can live in God's sanctuary forever.
也就是我们可以跟神永远同住。
So we can always be with God.
哦，这个是神的智慧。
So this is God's wisdom.
这也是神的慈爱。
And this is also God's love.
其实这是神的恩典。
And this is God's grace.
我们许多弟兄姐妹在病痛当中，我们要祷告求主啊施怜悯。
So many brothers and sisters, as we are physically ill, we have to pray to God for mercy.
我们有的人是心灵受损。
Some people are in spiritual.
心灵受伤，那觉得说好像众人都离开了。
Or they are hurt in their spirit and they feel forsaken.
那有人现在是信心软弱的。
And some people are weak in their faith.
我们都要祷告求主加添我们信心。
We have to pray to God to increase our faith.
啊，是的，我们人是要神的怜悯。
We do need God's mercy.
而且神也不愿意我们受苦。
And God is not willing for us to suffer.
但是当我们早日能够明白神的作为。
But we can understand God's will.
我们愿意真的全心的顺服他。
And are willing to submit to Him with our whole hearts.
然后来跟从他走这条信仰的路程。
And walk with Him on this path of truth.
其实最后我们都能够享受神面前所摆上的筵席。
In the end, we can all enjoy the feast that God has set before us.
我们要用心来思想神的作为。
We have to use our hearts to consider God's works.
我们要来祷告。
And now we're going to pray.
我们祷告就是要我们来跟神对话。
And in prayer, we are communicating with God.
求神帮助我们有信心。
And we ask the Lord to help us.
然后更认识他。
And to know Him more.
任何的困难、忧虑、重担都卸给他。
And we will give Him all our worries and all our burdens.
因为顺服他，由他带领。
And be willing to submit to Him and let Him lead.
我们弟兄姐妹彼此代祷。
So we will intercede for one another.
让我们都能够信心越来越刚强坚定。
So that our faith can be strengthened and established.
教会的各项圣工都能够顺利的开展。
And all of the church's holy works can go smoothly.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
So now we're going to pray.
那我们教会的和善堂诗歌布道，下个礼拜的灵布道会，在祷告里面，我们求主纪念。
In our prayers, we also ask God to guide our Hosanna today and our evangelical and spiritual convocation.
要接受按手祷告的，可以到前面来。我们请教会的圣职人员帮我们祷告。
And everyone who is willing to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front and we ask
the ministers. 我们现在就一起来祷告。